Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks. Ship more in less time. You know what you want to do, you want to call us. 888-723-4630. You know you do.
And before
you're just sitting on it and you want to do it. So go ahead.
Dying to do it.
Yeah.
Before we go back to Gina. Hi, Gina. Gina's with us still.
Yes.
Before we go back to Gina, I do want to mention that Betsy, now this is what's crazy about it. It's post number 14 in Donna's feed and it's post number 3 in my chat board feed. But Betsy's got the links to update new eBay store design, and there's a preview feature.
Oh,
there.
Good.
So she's got links, and then she's got all about the new store format with link to update. So she's got two links there that that might help.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Just saying. So, Gina, where were you when we last left you?
I just wanted to say something about eBetsy's post, because if you just looked at the two screenshots, I mean, there's no question which one looks more up to date and classier. And
oh, you mean the store,
the
old store to the new, the old store to the new store? You mean? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
there's a much better look.
The screenshot she posted, there's night and day difference. If somebody thinks they want to keep that old format,
yeah, when you'll be so much happier with the new format, don't you agree?
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, well, back, what I was asking about was the code that I've tried a bunch of different video codes, the HTML5, to have a working YouTube video. I hosted it myself, and I can see it on a laptop. It plays on a laptop, but does not play on mobile. And there's no script in there. There's no iframe. There aren't any objects in there. And I'm just wondering, what is that code? I mean, I've used several different codes from several different sites that said it was going to work, but it hasn't worked for me, not for mobile.
So if you have, so the way to do this is if you go to, I don't know how to get you to this page. There's a page about active content on eBay, and I don't know what the breadcrumbs to getting there are. It's at ebay.com/sell. That's all lowercase. /item description. That's all lowercase. /best practices.html. And I apologize on behalf of eBay that we don't have a vanity URL for this, because having to give this URL is embarrassing. But on there, there is a link. There's a link. There's a bunch of how-to guides, and one of them has including a product video. And there is a code that's HTML5 compliant that's basically the video attribute, and you can use this to embed anything video. If you have the what you would do is if you hosted the video on YouTube, you would click on the share link to get the URL for sharing it. And in this code where it says source, SRC equals, you would put that URL in between the quotation marks. In the example, it just says movie.mp4. You would substitute that with the URL, and that should embed it.
Okay, well, I'll try that. That link didn't work for me. Maybe I misunderstood what you said. You said ebay.com/sell/...
Item description.
Can you put it in the chat box?
Yeah, and I apologize. I don't know. There may be an easier way to get this to this page. I just don't know what that is. So
okay,
I will post it on the...
You know,
I will look at that. My second question, can I have another question?
Sure.
The other thing that I had posted, and I had just talked to a seller prior to eBay for Business coming live, and he had told me that the technical department had told him, and I posted his reply about the hot links not working for, you know, going to other categories, you know, in your store, to your store, however it was.
Yeah.
And and I know you got frustrated. It's like, where do these things come from? But, you know, this isn't something somebody's making up. It's like, if we're getting conflicting information directly from eBay, how are we to know what is correct and what isn't? And so we're just going off of what
but
we're
you didn't,
told.
But you didn't get the information from eBay. You got it from a seller who claims they got it from eBay.
I did.
Yeah, and that's different. And I can't verify either way who that person is or who they spoke to. If they are, if they're perplexed or if they believe they got wrong information, they would need to contact me in email so that I can then forward that to CS. They would look up any correspondence, and if necessary, if that was the advice that some rep gave to that seller, they would have to, you know, coach and correct the seller. There, and I want to make this clear. So what we're talking about here was a comment made yesterday on the chat board that said that eBay is going to not allow anything in the description except a description. No links, no terms of service. And quite frankly, that is just BS. That is simply not correct. There is absolutely no reason we would do such a thing. So there is a links policy. There's certain things you can't link to, but links to, you know, if you want to include a photo, even though we don't recommend doing that, or if you want to link to a, you know, a technical sheet, there are no plans and nothing has been announced and nothing is in the works to block that content. And same with terms of service. We encourage you in a concise and easy to read, hopefully easy to understand, method to include your terms of service for your potential buyers. But I don't know where that came from. It's definitely not accurate.
Okay. Then I guess I do want to go back to the other link that you didn't really have. You know, it's not coming up for me. What should I search under to
hold on.
Find
I'm going
to
give it to you again. www.ebay.com/sell/item description/best-practices.html. And remember, you have to get it exactly as I said it. So
yeah,
after
it says something went wrong, we're sorry. So
I'm going to post it as a link in the chat board, and then you can get there from there. I just have to do
great.
It.
So, yeah. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Maybe on the break. Okay,
yeah.
Gina.
I can do it.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Hope we helped you out there, Gina. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm always, you know, I think I got a little blowback from this yesterday because I'm always really concerned. This was during our eBay for Business live stream from Facebook and on Periscope with Audrey, is that these questions come up or these comments come up. And, you know, I heard from another seller that eBay is going to do this. And I'm always a little like, panicked because I'm thinking, well, number one, let me double check on some of them. I have to double check, but I know that eBay's not planning to do that. There is no reason why we would. So you don't believe everything you hear. You actually have to, what's the word I want to use? You have to verify. Trust and verify. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to post the link to the active content if I can get this.
I just tried the same link you gave us, and I couldn't
That's
get it
weird.
To come up either.
That's weird. It's there.
It says, sorry, nothing here, or something like that. When you do it. Okay, figure it out. Betsy's probably on it right now. Okay?
Great.
Betsy, get on it. Okay, Gina. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
mm-hmm.
honey.
There we go.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30. Do want to remind you that we're going to be doing 5 ways to get your motivational groove back in the next segment.
Yes.
But I wanted to remind you that you can check out the season 2 opener of eBay's Open for Business podcast. It's titled Reinventing Your Business, and it drops today at ebay.com/openforbusiness. The host is John Henry. We had him on the show.
Yeah.
You were on vacation when we had him on the show.
No, I remember him.
Right. He talks with 2 seasoned entrepreneurs who had to rethink their business strategies. To listen and subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or RSS feed, go to ebay.com/openforbusiness. So there you have it.
Pretty cool.
Okay, so should we wait till the next segment, because we're almost leaving, to do the first 5 ways to get your motivational groove back? And by the way, when Griff and I are reading these things...
Yeah.
You can call in.
You can.
Okay, this is in lieu of your phone calls. So if you call in, we'll stop down and take your phone call at 888-RADIO-30. We haven't done a listing dish today yet. That would be fun. Somebody wants to call up and give Our phone screener, who today is our business development director, Donna, is phone screening today, and you give her an item number. Even if you want us to look at your store, you have to give an item number. And we will look at that item, and we'll give you a friendly critique. Many people who have had us critique their listing have said that they've become more successful because of it. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And when we come back, it's funny because Ms. Champion started off by saying, I have good news and bad news for you.
Ms. Champion?
Ms. Champion, because I keep getting her first name messed up.
Oh,
so
that's
Ms.
pretty funny.
Champion.
Yeah, yeah.
The good news, why is it funny to call somebody Ms.?
Well, no, it's just that the way you said it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Champion. Mm-hmm.
I said that because, see, isn't it funny? Communication's everything, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, she said, I have good news and bad news for you. The good news, if you're making a living selling on eBay, you're likely your own boss. What do you think the bad news is, Greg? You're your own boss.
I was going to say that.
It's got its pros and its cons. So this means unless you have employees, you're responsible for strategy, the brains, and execution, the brawn. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for one person to take on, and we're going to talk about how to get your mojo back.
Groovy. Totally groovy.
Out of sight.
This segment was brought to you by ShipsWorks. Ship more in less time. Call us toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 400.
Forging bonds within the eBay community. Patty Coleman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Woohoo Depot and organizer of the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Here's her tip on connecting with others.
You have to join in the networking. If you are just a lingerer, you're not going to get anywhere. So the first step would be on eBay. You've got the eBay community. There's a lot of groups on there that you could chat with whenever your specialty is. There's lots of seller Facebook pages where sellers can interact with each other and help each other and that kind of thing. You have to get involved. You have to ask questions so folks can help you. You have to stay positive. No complaining.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We'd love to dish your listing when you call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
All right, Griff.
Yeah.
Do you have that in front?
And before we get started, so
okay.
To go back to Misha for a minute.
Okay.
So I'm still trying to test the video code that eBay recommends, and I'm not getting it to work. So hold off on my answer until I've talked to that team, because I have a sneaking suspicion something's wrong there. So we'll get back to you in a moment.
Okey-dokey.
I got to send a message to someone on that team.
Also having a few problems trying to figure out how to get the last post to show up first instead of the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know how to do that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, and I don't know.
I have to go all the way down to the bottom to see the latest
right.
post.
And I don't know. I've never changed it. I've always used that as the default. So.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't know what happened.
Right.
Anyway, let's do it. Okay, so we're talking about here about the fact that you're making a living selling on eBay. You're likely your own boss. And there's a lot for one person to take on, but you have what it takes. Otherwise, you'd be working a 9-to-5 job and helping someone else to realize their dreams. So what happens when you're running low on motivation in your role as CEO of your company? Here are 5 ways to get your motivational groove back. Tell us your first one.
Okay, well, I have some good news and bad news for you. That's what you've said. Revisit your mission statement. Some of you are laughing right now. You're thinking, I'm still in my PJs. When exactly would I have had time for a mission statement?
Oh, that's funny.
And what's a mission statement, you ask? Well, a mission statement is a clear, succinct, one-sentence summary that captures your reason for being a business. And no, it shouldn't be, I like to make money. When you commit your intentions to paper, they become more tangible and, as a result, more attainable. So if you've briefly lost your way, remind yourself of your business purpose and what being a small business owner has enabled you to do. This can put things in perspective and reignite your passion. So here's an example. My mission is to provide quality clothing, gear, and accessories to the gymnastic community so I can fund my daughter's gymnastic classes, equipment, and travel. That's a good one. Mine, I have my own mission statement, which was... It may change, but currently it's my mission is to provide access to out of production old shirts that men may remember fondly and miss.
That's a good one.
So that I can, I don't have a funding thing, so that I can, mine wouldn't be so much about the funds, although I like making sales. Mine would be, so that my customers are happy. And I can use this as an example when I'm answering seller questions.
And while I would agree that there are some things that corporate CEOs do that we don't have to do, this is not one of them. You should do a mission statement. Just, you know, be thinking about it and put it together. Put it down on paper. Pin it up next to your desk so you can see it at all times.
A pinup.
So number 2 in 5 ways to get your motivational groove back is remove your constraints. A messy, disorganized shipping station is just one possible bottleneck for your eBay business. In reality, any part of your daily eBay to-do list could be impeding your progress. For example, if you stall out when it comes to plugging numbers into your homegrown accounting spreadsheet, you might want to consider upgrading to QuickBooks to streamline the process and remove the constraint. Something as simple as this could help you feel more energized about your business as a whole. And that's true. It does work.
Yeah.
Number 3, Griff.
Well, number 3, that's a good one, is set new goals. We always talk about goals on the show. If you're the type of seller and small business owner who outlines your goals for the year and then revisits them 12 months later, you might consider setting shorter-term goals instead. As you accumulate smaller wins, you'll stimulate the reward center in your brain and be excited about making progress on a smaller scale. Yes, it's all psychology, but it works. This kind of stimulation can be addictive in the best kind of way. If you're not great in the accountability department, you know who you are. Connect with a friend or small business peer and challenge each other to reach new levels of greatness.
Then another way to get your mojo back is to change your routine. Routine is great.
Yeah.
For eBay sellers, you pick, ship, source, list, market, repeat. However, if you're feeling stuck in a rut, it might be time to change things up.
Yeah.
You could even try mapping out a schedule for the week that includes inspirational activities like listening to eBay Radio on Tuesday and Thursday and tuning in for Griff and Audrey via Facebook Live or Periscope on Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. You'll pick up new tips for running your business and feel more inspired to stretch and grow. Yeah. If you're feeling uninspired about what you sell, try something new. Don't underestimate how thrilling it can be to work with items that you're excited about.
That's true.
What's number five?
Number five is connect with your peers. The power of the eBay seller community is unparalleled. No other group of sellers on the planet helps each other more than those who sell on eBay.
That's so true.
Well, case in point. So if you're feeling less than inspired, join the conversation on eBay. And while you're there, read some seller stories. You never know who's going to change your outlook and help restore your business mojo. If that's not enough, join a virtual eBay group on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Instagram. Or maybe consider an in-person sellers group or meet on meetup.com. Find your people, the ones who understand the trials, tribulations, and triumphs.
Ooh, find your tribe.
The tribe.
Find your tribe.
The tribes who understand trials, tribulations, and triumphs of being an eBay seller and small business owner.
You're so good.
Nothing like alliteration.
You're absolutely so good. Okay, so we're almost at the end of the first hour.
I can't believe it.
We have one more hour to go, and we're going to be giving away some of those $25 gift certificates for Bubble Fast shipping supplies. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to, it's called, Hey, Pay Attention.
Hey, pay attention, would you? You got to pay attention. Well, anyway, you know, you're here for this, so that helps. This segment, it was brought to you by
WordPoint. It was fantastic.
It was, and we'll see you in our next segment, which will even be more fantastic.
Imagine a world where you could identify a maker's mark in moments. Ascertain an autograph ASAP. Place the pesky pattern with just a couple of clicks. Even decipher a symbol in seconds. Now, WordPoint brings you that world. Introducing MAPS, WorthPoint's encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. Their library has over 100,000 keys to identify your antique or collectible. And they're adding more all the time. You can also access over 1,000 reference books, including price guides, so you know your item's value. And as always, WorthPoint can tell you how much it sold for over the last decade, not just the past few months. Meet WorthPoint's MAPS. That's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Imagine your world with MAPS.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.